So good. You know, if I had to give our conversation today and maybe even that song like a sub-theme, it's almost like finding the positive in this pandemic and connection. You were talking about how you were able to connect with so many people via social media. And obviously, it's a tragic time and a lot of bad stuff's happening as well. But it seems like you're making the best of it.
Yeah, for sure. You know, what I've noticed is that in this time that a lot of us through these different mediums and venues and, or, you know, platforms, we've been able to create community and togetherness. And so, I mean, we really have come together, but apart, in a, you know, we're not physically together, but I see a lot of community and people coming into these spaces and connecting and sharing. You know, I think one of the first ones was with Aaron Tripp and Vera Starboard. They made a virtual gathering place. Yeah, and I shared on there as well. And so it started, you know, this right there in the beginning. And it really, we've all been able to really come together and share those positive stories. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to share that video, was to share the positive things, because it was really, I was like a little troll, right? I was trolling people on Facebook and seeing amazing things people were doing and sharing. I mean, I was like, wow, these are really cool, like little videos and stories. So it's like just a snapshot in time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful stuff, beautiful work and collaboration. We have another one of your tunes here. This is Summertime. And actually, before we play this one, like even thinking of our stories, where can we, I found them on your Facebook page. Where else can we find them?
Well, any of the platforms, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, they're all on there. So you would just search Kacung, which is Q-A-C-U-N-G. And so that's my name, right? That's my Yupik name and name that I grew up with. So this album is, you know, Kacung, which will then be blah blah blah, which I haven't said yet. But you know, so there's all on the it's on my social media. You know, I have a Kacung music page that will connect everybody. Those are the places where you can, you know, listen to it on Spotify. You know, the more times it's played, the more money that artists make, you know, because we're not able to get out there and perform and play, which we normally would be our way to make a living. So, there's these digital downloads and that, you know, there's ways to connect still. It's changed the industry of music really immensely, huge. What we're seeing is some people making even monetizing and making more money in this way than they did touring. It's really changed a lot. So I'm trying to learn that whole market, that whole way of just, you know, being an artist and trying to be a full-time artist and making a living off it. I'm in school right now because I'm an old school guy. You know, we've been together for 25 years and, you know, it's like that old dog, new tricks kind of thing. I'm trying to learn these new tricks.
Got it. All right. Will you set us up for Summertime here?
Yeah, Summertime. This is a cute little song. I used to joke around back when we were first performing in Bamiwa, and I would joke around with my bandmates. There was especially this guy, Nick Bituminous. He's a really philosophical guy, just amazing, right? One of the best guitar players in the state by far, right? And I would tell him, yeah, you know, I used to really, really want to be in a country band, but I got stuck in this here old Eskimo band, you know, say how much I want to be a country singer. But so this is kind of my homage to that time, and like every song has a story to it and there's a reason why it was made, and this is kind of one of those small little things that people don't really know, And even me, when I was making it, I didn't really comprehend and realize it, because it did evolve. It did change a little bit once we were actually working in the studio. It started to evolve, and I'm like remembering those conversations, and I'm like, no, play the guitar like this, you know, like, and, you know, put a little country twang to it. But this is a song for my son, Ayuk. You know, he's 4 years old, and just a firecracker. He loves to dance. He loves to sing and drum and dance. And he's learning our languages. He's in the Thinkit Immersion Program, and I'm teaching him Yupik, and teaching him the songs. I sing to him every night, and we try to immerse these things into our kids, right? But yeah, this is just a little song for the boys. So if you go on the Facebook, you'll also see the video. All I did was, so this is also from September or from March, because you'll see there's videos in there where there's like he's walking through the woods and there's little, the snow was just, you know, it's starting to leave. And this was the beginning of the when the lockdown and couldn't really go anywhere. And so I just took him out on these walks all the time. And I just followed him around and just took videos. And so that's the music video. It's almost like a little home video, and just kind of also encapsulating this moment in time that we are in. It was this summer.
All right, here's Summertime, and hang out if you don't mind. I have a few closing thoughts before we go after this tune.
For sure.
To the top, we're good.